Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. The Rad Reality Show. Manic Monday.
Run away, blowing smoke. You close your blue and going broke. Have this fall is an all-new episode. Reality is a high-end reality that comes from above. God is cold, there's no bigger love. His reality will welcome us back. Trust and obey, there is no other way.
Welcome to the show. Where else can you listen to Big Brother House Guests, Survivor Castaways, and the Amazing Racer Racers? That's right, here at the Rad Reality Show Network, and we have so many other guests. So first-time listeners, you need to tune in every Monday, Thursday, and Sunday. Everyone sit back and enjoy, because you know what? You know what day it is? It's Monday. That means it's Manic Monday. And that means it's time for...
Just another manic Monday. Wish it was Sunday. That's my fun day. I don't have to run there. Just another manic Monday. Hey, hey. Wish it was Sunday.
Hello, everyone, and everyone that's in the chat room, everyone that's listening somewhere else on the internet, welcome to Manic Monday.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. Oh, please don't take my sunshine away.
Happy Manic Monday, everyone. Tonight is March 4th, 2013, which means the exciting night we've all been waiting for is finally here. And we get to talk to the wonderful people from Reality Wanted Awards. That is brought to you from the absolutely gorgeous host that we all love and hold dearly to our hearts, Michelle Costa from Manic Monday, from the Big Brother 10 season. She'll be joining us in just a little while, but for any new listeners that we might have tonight, I want to get everyone familiar with the voices that you'll be hearing on air tonight. My name is Cherry Garcia. I'll be your co-host along with Mr. Paul from Minnesota. How are you up there in Minnesota, Paul?
I am not going to blame anyone, but somebody took our Minnesota sunshine away.
Aww.
We're getting ready to, well, we've already had a bit of snow, but it's going to start up again tonight and maybe up to 10 inches here in Minneapolis before it's over with tomorrow. So otherwise, I'm doing great, and I'm looking forward to tonight.
I certainly am, too. And let's bring up the star and host of our show, the Portuguese princess, Michelle Costa. How are you, sunshine?
Oh, well, I'm just a ray of sunshine, because it's Manic Mondays, and it's time for epicness of sunshineness. So, I'm going to scoop all of it together like an ice cream scooper, maybe with, like, chocolate and vanilla swirl. That's my favorite. Anyway,
good.
Isn't it so yummy? Super excited because, number one, we have so many guests that might be coming on tonight. We're not sure quite how many are going to come on for Reality Wanted Awards. That's the only question. It could be more than one, so that's exciting. We all come together because we love reality TV, right? Right,
yep.
Paul, right, Charlie? Right. That's why we're here. And everybody that's listening, that's how we've all connected. We've connected from that main aspect, and then we've gone from there, you know. So it's awesome that we have Reality Wanted Awards coming on here and telling us about everything that's going on. I believe it's April 11th. A lot of the shows that you watch are on the ballot. There's different categories. Actually, you can vote, which is great. You know, so it's a way to get involved in shows that you love. And I feel like they're opening up a door. You know, we watch the Grammy Awards. We watch the Academy Awards. They're very stuffy, if you ask me, some of them. So I think this is going to be a great way to maybe hopefully someday have it televised and kind of maybe invite me to go. That'd be pretty cool. Anyway, I'm thinking of the future.
Well,
future.
You know, and I'll probably say this more than once tonight, but reality TV is such a huge portion of what is aired on TV now. I mean,
everything is.
Yeah, it's really taken over, and there is reality TV on every network that you watch. Even the Weather Channel has reality shows. I mean, that's how far it's gone. And so they really do need to have a reality award show. And I commend Reality Wanted for taking that first step and going forward and getting this thing started, because it needs to happen. It's been too long already for this to be something that, you know, needs to be done. Reality TV has been around for years now, and I'm surprised that it hasn't already, you know, been on TV, and there hasn't already been a reality award show. Actually,
well,
on network
technically,
TV.
If you can think about it, like, I guess it really first started with Survivor Real World. You know, I think, like, they were both around the same time, 2000. So we are now 2013. It's 13 years. Not only is the actual reality shows themselves fantastic, and, like, you're exactly right. Every different channel that you go to, they have their own. I mean, you're talking about Survivor all the way to Honey Boo Boo, from the Housewives all the way to, like, the American Idol. Like, that's a span of so many different types of reality shows, because if you think about it, like, the Mob Wives and, like, the Housewives, they're kind of like a documentary of their lives, where the American Idol, Boys, you know, America's Most Talented, that's like, you know, showing people's talents and stuff like that to different aspects. Big Brother, Survivor, Amazing Race, that's like a different type of reality TV. So it's great that they're doing that, but it's been 13 years in the making, and what I like the most is that they're actually giving awards to the background, meaning the casting companies, castings, the best ever, but the crew, the crew. I mean, because a lot of times the directors and the producers and all that, they get the awards. So you know what? It's good to think about the fact of how many personalities that they see. And the fact is they need to choose somebody that's going to make TV. Like, you can't give them a script and say, okay, this is what you're going to say. Let me see if you can do it good. You have to bank on the person you're meeting being as true as they are to what they're showing you and not giving you what they think they want, and to be able to say, yes, you're going to make good TV, because that's a big step, you know?
I don't even know what category you'd put Joe Schmo in, but without all the reality TV, that show wouldn't have happened either. Hint, hint.
Well,
right.
Well, I mean, a lot of them wouldn't, and a lot of the different reality shows have actually branched from different shows. So, like, for instance, Road Rules and Real World, there's now the Real World Challenge or the Challenges. Then you have Bachelor, and then turned into Bachelorette, and then Bachelor Pad. So it's been like The Apprentice, The Celebrity Apprentice. You know, it's been a lot of different things. We could say Mob Wives and Big Ange, or we could say Jersey Shore and JWoww, or the Pauly D Project. So it's funny because, you know, I talk to people a lot, and I'm always like, you know, they don't know that I was on Big Brother or whatever, just having a conversation. I'm like, do you like reality TV? Oh, my God, no, that's it. So it's fake, and it's all scripted, and I want to say, like, no, it's not scripted. Maybe they want it to go a certain way, so there's certain things that they make you see, but I don't think it's quite scripted. And as much as they put it down, you know they're the ones sitting at home watching everyone with it in their DVR, and you know they love it, right or wrong. Am I the only one that's like thinks that reality TV is the best thing ever?
Oh, I agree. I certainly agree. You know,
I don't know if there's anything on my DVR that's, you know, not a reality show.
There isn't on mine. I'm so involved in reality TV. I don't remember the last time that I watched something that wasn't reality TV. That's bad.
Yeah. Don't you think that everything out there is kind of like a reality TV kind of thing? Like, okay, I'll watch like Ghost Hunters or Paranormal State. I like to watch a lot of the ghost things, or like My Celebrity Ghost Stories. But technically, that's kind of like a reality TV or like a documented thing, because it's, you know, a lot of people could say, oh, they believe in it or not. I believe in that stuff, and it's a person's choice. But there's so many things out there that's more realistic that you can kind of relate to, instead of, like, you know, some of these shows that are on now. It's not like back in the day when you were watching Friends and Seinfeld and, like, The Cosby Show and stuff like that.
Right.
That's what the stuff they were giving you. But now it's, like, for real. Like, it's the Cosby Show for real.
Right.
Like, watch everything you didn't see, you know?
Well, we do have one of your guests from Reality Wanted a Voice on
Testicle.
So would you like to get this party started?
Let's get the reality party started.
Okay, let's do this. Kristen, thank you so very much for joining us tonight on Monday with Michelle Costa. Would you please let us know who you are and who you're with?
Yes, my name is Kristen Moss. I'm the executive producer of the Reality Wanted Reality TV Awards, first annual.
Thank
Welcome,
you so
Welcome, Kristen. Welcome to Manic Mondays. We're so happy to have you on. You know, this has always been a reality-based show, so super excited to have you on, and it's a pleasure that you couldn't take time out of probably a hectic schedule that you have to come on
it's
here.
It's a 24-hour day job, but yeah.
I can imagine. Just
this
so you know,
part of it. That's part of the fun.
Who you're talking with on air? My name is Cherry Garcia. You know Michelle Costa,
yes.
And we also have Paul from Minnesota on air with us. So there's three of us already on air, and Kristen Moss is on air with us now. And Kristen, do you know if anybody else from Reality Wanted will be joining us?
I'm not exactly sure. I know that Andrew is working hard. He's the other executive producer. I know that he may have been able to join us, but he's working on the award itself right now, so that's pretty exciting. So I think he's in some meetings and doing some things. I'm in New York. He's in L.A., and so we're trying to just keep everything together.
Wow.
So,
Kristen, this is Paul. We talked briefly in the screening room, but you know, I do try to sometimes put clips together from people on our show so we can kind of promote things.
Sure.
Can you briefly go over what Reality Wanted is, who created it, and when? Kind of a brief history of it.
Yeah, no problem. Andrew Ward and I put together a social networking group for reality TV professionals about a year ago, and that ended up being really successful. People in reality TV, you know, came and they kind of found the people who work behind the scenes, found a place where they are able to be proud of the products that they're putting out and meet other people and get new jobs and things like that. I mean, a lot of reality TV is freelance, so they say it's who you know, not what you know, but it's like, where are you supposed to meet these people if you're not put together in one room with everyone? So that really ended up putting us, you know, to the next level in the reality world. Well, then we got a sponsor on one of our events. We got sponsored by RealityWanted.com. Mark Yowitz owns RealityWanted.com, and he came on board with us. He really liked what we were doing and how we were kind of moving into the industry and, you know, taking it by storm. And, you know, from there, one day I said to him, you know, well, one of our networking groups isn't going to be as, you know, just free-flowing and as this one. I really want to put together the Reality Awards. And he goes, that's something that we've thought of before, too. I'm like, well, what have you done so far? Because I want to be involved, and I want to be involved in any way. This has been my idea for a while, for several years now. And he's like, let's go. Let's start it. And that was it. That was back in October, and now it's become, I mean, the public vote just opened today. So here we go. We're full steam ahead.
Well, I've actually been onto the site, and I just want to say first off that it's been due that we finally have a reality TV awards because, you know, it's been going on, like I was saying earlier, I don't know if you heard me, but, I mean, probably can go as early as probably Survivor Real World, but I think 2000, if I'm wrong. So we're looking at 13 years in the making here. And I was looking at your categories. I went over everything. I looked at everything. And I like the fact that you also talked about the casting companies, the different crews and stuff like that. You incorporate everything. And it's such a great base to start off because I think that this really needs to have light in what's going on right now because everything is reality. Everything is reality TV. We're just saying you can't turn on any channel without having reality TV. You guys have it from Survivor all the way to Honey Boo Boo, from Housewives all the way to, I mean, Biggest Loser. You guys have it all. Wait, I didn't see anything Big Brother. What's going on there, girl?
Well, if the cat's being let out of the bag, I'll let it out on Manic Mondays. When we first got everything together and we sent out to all the production companies, we said, submit your shows, we want your shows, you know, this is happening, this is starting, we're doing the Reality Awards. And, you know, some people didn't really respond right away, and, you know, we had to kind of push them for it. Unfortunately, the production company that represents Big Brother opted out of the awards this year. So,
bummer.
We didn't want to put anybody into the category. We didn't want to upset them. We didn't want to, you know, put Big Brother in and go against their wishes of not being a part of it. But you know what? It's okay. I mean, you know, we love Big Brother, and we still will have Rachel Riley's coming and her husband. We still are welcoming the Big Brother cast members to be there. There's nothing at all against Big Brother. We love Big Brother. They're one of the biggest shows out there. But we didn't want to go against their wishes and have them in the ballot and have the public promoting them. And, you know, maybe they thought there were some negative things in there. I'm not really sure. But, you know, it's for this year. And I'm sure by next year it'll all be okay.
Right, girl? Maybe they just, I don't know. I don't know because I think Big Brother's a great show. And, you know what? It's probably one of those things they might maybe want to feel it out. You know?
Exactly.
I don't know.
You know what? We're actually kind of shocked that it didn't happen from more production companies. You know, we got that email from them, and we were like, oh, no, this could be the start of, you know, other people opting out. And it didn't happen, but it could have. So, you know, we have no ill will towards them at all, and they'll absolutely be invited next year and everything. So, you know, we wish them the best. We love Big Brother. And but I do wish that some of the people were able to be recognized. But next year it'll all be okay.
Especially in that villains category. I don't know.
Oh, man.
Hey.
Right.
Hey, I'm gonna bully in and nudge my way in here to the conversation because I just do that kind of thing.
You never do that. You never do that.
We've got your partner on the line too.
All right.
Sweet. Let's bring him up.
Let's go ahead and bring him up. Andrew, thank you so much for calling in tonight. We appreciate you taking the time out of your busy day to join us tonight.
Thanks for having us.
So, hello, Mr. Andrew. This is the Portuguese Princess of Providence, Michelle.
Hi.
How are you doing tonight?
Doing excellent. I just am looking at another prototype for our award, the actual award we're going to hand out, and we're very excited about it.
Can you tell
so
us a little bit about it? Because, like, I think the award is such a cool idea to, like, the whole concept of it. Can you tell us what it kind of looks like?
Yeah, right now we're going for kind of a retro TV kind of look. We think it's reality's come a far way, very important, and it's kind of going back to the old school TV look, but it's got a contemporary twist to it to make it kind of fun and new.
I like that because reality TV is not new. It's
right.
Been around for a while, so I like that you're taking the old school and bringing it together with the new school. It sounds interesting. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see it. So excited. Now,
It'll be something they're proud to put on their, you know, mantle.
I'm sure it will be.
Of course it will be. Now, do you guys want to talk a little bit about, I know that what I love so much is that you guys are having the, you know, whoever wants to vote. It's the viewers that get the vote. Can you tell them how they can go about doing that and maybe a little bit about the categories?
Sure. Yes. So basically, the public voting system launched today. How we did it was we came to a conclusion of the top 10 to 12, you know, top nominees for each category, and we put that to an industry vote. And the industry vote was built upon the networking group that Andrew and I started, which was called We Work in Reality TV. Very simple. WeWorkInRealityTV.com is our website for that. And anyone who is a part of the industry was able to go in, vote for the top 10 to 12 in each of the 22 categories, and from there we received our top nominees. So our top nominees were announced on Friday, last Friday, March 1st, and as of today, those top five nominees are now being voted upon by the general public. And anyone worldwide can go to www.realitywantedawards.com. You'll see a big yellow button that says vote now, and you receive your ballot. It's as simple as that. You can vote once a day.
Okay. So when is the deadline? Yeah, like when's the deadline? What's the hours? Like, can they vote whenever they want from now till then?
Yeah, you can vote. You can vote once a day. The deadline, we're going through the month of March. We actually close it April 8th. So we have time to tally all everything and, you know, get all the winners together and be prepared for the awards on April 11th, which is that Thursday. So everyone, you know, you can go once a day. You can go from a different computer. You can tell your friends. You can really promote this thing. I mean, we want the Twitter followers to be tagging their favorite stars and letting them know that they voted for them. And, you know, be sure to tweet us at Reality Awards TV. You know, we want to hear about it. We want to hear how people are voting, and we want to know who's voting for who. And I think it'll be a fun competition on Twitter, on Facebook, and, you know, just all over the web and everything.
I love that we have some actual links so that if people weren't familiar with some of the shows on some of the categories that you have, for instance, you have one for the best, I think it has to do with the crew, and where you have the links that actually go out to the Deadliest Catch and to Lock Up Raw, where it shows the conditions that they were under to get the exact pictures that they were looking for. And people can actually see what they were going through to get these scenes. And that's the kind of detail that I think you guys went through to put this scene together that makes
Absolutely.
It really special and really detailed so that the people going on to vote don't have to say, well, you know, I didn't watch that program, so I really can't make an educated guess. Mm-hmm. Well, yes, they can, because you have a clip there that can show them exactly what, you know, that cameraman went through. And even though
Jerry,
they didn't watch the show, they can go on and see what that cameraman went through to get that scene. And it's just a wonderfully put together ballot. I think you guys did a really good job.
Oh, thank you.
And as long as reality TV has been around, as Michelle was saying, I think this is long, long overdue to have a reality award show. And I congratulate you guys so much for being the front runners in doing this. And I hope that before long we're going to see this on TV. And
absolutely, it deserves to be on TV.
It really does. We've got a caller. Would you guys like to take a call?
Yeah.
Sure.
Let's do this.
Let's take some callers.
And actually, from a reality TV person.
Ooh.
Awesome.
Fabulous.
Cowboy, thank you so much for calling in. How are you?
Good, good. How are y'all?
Hey, Cowboy. Round them up,
How
baby.
How are you, baby?
I'm good, babe. Are you super excited that there's a reality TV award show, Reality Wanted?
I do, but no Big Brother, come on.
I know, but you heard what happened. They wanted it.
That's just the way it is.
Their hands are tied.
That's their fault.
Yeah, this is the thing is, I'm not trying to make excuses. They're the ones that like to fill out and see what's going on. I mean, look how many years it took to finally get Big Brother Canada. I mean, they took their time. They watch what they do, and I can't blame them, but, reality TV is reality TV, and, I'm sorry. There's a lot of viewers that watches Big Brother, but just real quick, Michelle, did you go on and see if any of our close friends is on the ballot?
I know we had talked about this earlier. Unfortunately, when Kristen actually approached them with, being on it, they refused
to... No, I mean
to,
other reality shows.
I'm sorry?
From other reality shows. Like, do we have any of our friends from other reality shows
There's a lot of people from Biggest Loser and Survivor and stuff like that. So, yeah, there's people on there. There's friends of mine from Bachelor. So, there's definitely on there, yeah. Yeah, no, it's the lineup is awesome. I love the categories. You have to go on there. We have it posted, the link up there on the chat room. But you can actually go and vote. So, Kawa, you have to go on there and vote every
day. Absolutely. But I wanted to tell you guys congratulations putting it together. We're obviously reality TV's in our blood. So we've been around for a long time. I mean, I'm 8 years old, and I still watch reality TV. I can't wait to watch the Bachelor tonight, Girls Tell It All. But, huge reality fan myself, and so I'm really excited for you guys, and good luck.
Thank you so much.
All right, Michelle. Well,
Andrew.
I'm going to head off, but thank y'all so much.
Thank you, Cowboy. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for calling in, hon.
No problem. Love you guys.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Cowboy.
I have a question. How did you guys come up with the actual categories? I mean, there had to be a bazillion rumbling around in your head. How did you narrow down just this many categories to list
on
your...
22 or something?
Yes.
21?
Yeah, there's 22 now, and when we originally were meeting for all these categories, we had probably 50 lined up. We thought about every possible thing. And, and next year as we grow bigger and bigger, we want to add a lot more categories to better recognize the industry as well as just fun cast moments. And there was even, some people are throwing out, well, you should have had Best Kiss or Best Showmance or, those are a lot of things we'll think about next year when we add more categories.
Yeah,
right.
You probably didn't
want
to overload it either, though. You probably didn't want to do too much because that's what happens when people start up doing things. They want to put everything out there, and then they're like, oh, my God. So I think it's good that you did that. But you guys had some great categories. So I think the categories you have, it's going to do pretty well.
We wanted to make it fun.
You'll get
lots of ideas from this first season, too, and be able to weed out, the ones, the ideas that aren't good and the ideas that are just fabulous from fans and viewers that, are just great ideas that you want to incorporate into next year's show. So, from this season, you'll learn lots about what you want to do next season, I'm sure.
Exactly. And it's also, we really want to recognize the people who've been in the industry. I mean, there are some reality stars who just keep that longevity. I mean, they just keep coming back and back. And, they really deserve to be recognized as well. For this one, we're looking only at 2012, but we would love to be able to go back and give, icon awards and, just fun awards for people who have just stayed around. They just keep coming back. And, it's the cockroach award, the one who won't die. It's just, it could be fun to do something like that, too.
Like the Johnny Fairplay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Paul.
I just want to say real quick. I have a question. Now, you guys are having this in California. Like, let's talk about how people can come see it, if there's tickets. Like, how is that going about?
Well, right now on our website, you can go to realitywantedawards.com and click register now. And that's a one-stop shop for anyone that wants to be part of the event or attend. So whether you want to maybe volunteer and help out with the red carpet, we're going to be taking some volunteers for that. Or if you're press, or maybe you're just a reality fan and you want one of those few tickets we're going to give away. So there's a lot of options, and if anyone wants to be a part of it, they can just go to our website and register.
Ooh, sounds fun. Well, they can go right off to Reality Rally. They'll be right there in Temecula, California. They can
Yep, and we'll be there.
Oh, you guys
Andrew and I are
going to
be there.
Mm-hmm. No, we're going to be racing.
I get to, well, guess what? Eat my dust.
I can't wait for that.
We're really excited.
I'd say just kidding, but I'm not.
No.
Oh, no, we're in it to win it.
Hey, you don't get on Big Brother by not being competitive, right?
Yeah. Don't worry about me. I'm just going to let everybody slide by.
So Kim and Andrew have...
I'm going to have a Pandora's box. I'm going to be like, Kristen and Andrew, Pandora's box, what do you choose?
Have either of you ever aspired to be on reality TV?
Ooh, good question.
My question.
Well, actually, I had for a long time, and I actually was on one for a little bit on ABC's I Survive a Japanese Game Show. So
really?
I got my fill, and then now here I am working on the other side of the camera. And the funny thing is we have a lot of people in the industry that do that. A lot of my close friends were once on a show, and now they're, you know, behind the camera, so to speak.
Yeah, both Andrew and I have worked with Erica Landon. She works, you know, she's a casting director now, so we've both worked with her and good friends of hers.
We had on our Sunday night Amazing Race show with Luis Servato, we had a guest who you may have heard of, Jody Winczewski. She's doing the same thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, we just had her on last night. It's so much fun. And I have, you know, I have a couple other friends, just like Andrew said, who have been on shows and now they're part of the industry. And that's going to be one of the fun parts, too. We want them to walk the red carpet because we want the public to see that, you know, these stars don't, you know, they don't go away. They're now doing what, you know, got them onto television. They're making other people's, you know, dreams come true or whatever may happen, you know, when it comes to a reality show and what the end goal is. I mean, like you were saying earlier, it's like there's docuseries and then there's competition series and, you know, there's shows that really change people's lives, and it's amazing. It's fascinating. Reality TV can do so much for someone.
They have changed lives, and I love the people who, you know, do go on and they get their 15 minutes of fame, but they use it to do so much with. You know, Julian Larson is a prime example.
Oh.
Michelle Costa, people who you know,
Cowboy,
they use this moment that they've been given. They were chosen to go on reality TV, but then they use it to give back to their communities,
yes,
to give back to charities, to do so much with it after they come off their show. And I just love the people who use that to the fullest advantage and give back to so many others after they come off their show.
I think it's like people don't understand, like, though it's so minuscule in some people's mind, the power that you have in your hands, and you can either do something with it or you can just sit back and just do whatever. So why not? If it can help other people, then why not run with it and milk it to the end? You know, that's what I think.
I have a question. Expect fans to come to them and expect, you know, everybody to sort of bow to them and think, you know, think they're a big TV star. And, you know, there's sort of two classes after people come off reality TV. Either they have the big head and they think, you know, oh, I'm a star now and everyone should come to me. Or they're the people who come off the show and think, I'm going to use this to the best of my ability to give back. And they jump right in and start going to charities and doing whatever they can do to give back to their communities and give back to charities and going to every charity event they can get, you know, go to and just doing whatever good they can do with what they've been blessed with. And it seems like people fall into one of those two categories, and you hardly see anyone fall in the middle, you know?
Yeah, there's no gray area.
Yeah, there really isn't many gray areas.
That's the tough part about being the casting person. You know, you look at the people and you think, you know, I wonder, you know, in the back of our heads, we're always kind of wondering, I wonder what they're going to do when they get off of here, you know? Are they the person that kind of deserves to get out there and, you know, to have this fame or to win this money? And, you know, I mean, obviously you want the best characters for television, but you want the best people in general to be winning these amazing prizes that reality TV offers.
Yes, and I, you know, the casting directors, I think, have done a great job in finding some really wonderful people with big hearts, and they have come off there. And, you know, you can see it when you go to these charity events like Reality Rally, and you see so many reality people out there giving back, doing what they can do to give to breast cancer, you know, just giving back to any charity they can. And that's where you see how wonderful these people are after they come off their shows.
Well, I am... oh, good. Now I'm forgetting what I was going
to...
Oh,
well,
you
get to talk, and you're all flustered.
Anyway, what I was going to bring up as far as those people that get on the shows, they also, before they got on, many of them were fans, and they remember how they, you know, they felt about their reality stars they grew to, you know, watch, and they now are giving back to us fans, doing radio shows like this and just reaching out and going to these events, and I think that's another aspect. I would like to also ask, Cherry mentioned earlier in the show about this should be on, the Reality Awards should be on television. Are you going to be streaming it or videotaping it or anything like that for those people that can't be out in L.A.?
The really exciting thing we're doing is we're going to be live streaming the red carpet. And it's a new system that they just used at the Grammys and some other shows where you will be able to video in if you want. And then we'll have a queue, and let's say Big Ann from Mob Wives comes up, and she's interviewing by the host on the carpet, we can actually look at Twitter live and see questions, as well as pull people in from anywhere around the world on video to ask their own questions as
well.
So it's going to be
an interactive type of thing. I love that. I'm glad you guys sat down and came up with all those things. I do have one bone to pick. And I know it's probably because of how it was whittled down to each category, but I was looking at the reality show themes, and we brought up Mob Wives a couple times here, and I am just amazed that the Big Bang or whatever from Mob Wives didn't make the theme song. Were they in the original?
Ooh, I love that song. I love that song. How did that make it?
Oh, we had so many theme songs, and they couldn't all make it, but a lot of those on there are pretty staple, well-known songs, and I think that's kind of why the new ones are harder to edge themselves in there, but we love Mob Wives, and we've confirmed almost the whole cast to come, so we're very excited about that.
Oh, cool. Of course, they were on last night. We normally on this show talk about Mob Wives. We're big Mob Wives fans here, but... The other theme song that I personally like is from Duck Dynasty, and I see that they're mentioned in some of the categories. Hilarious group of characters they are.
They're really excited about being, I mean, if you think about it, they're up for Best New Show, but they're also up for Best Docuseries, which is amazing to think that, you know, in the first season that they've really made that much ground to be nominated for Best Docuseries. We actually didn't expect that one to come up as you know, the top nominee, but it did. So they're really happy about that.
No, that's awesome. Do you guys have a main host, like, that's going to be hosting the entire thing? I know you're probably going to have side hosts and people that are going to be there, paparazzi, whatever, but is there a main system that you guys have that's going to be portraying what you guys want us to see?
Right now we're still confirming, we're still working on hosts and presenters. We do have some confirmed presenters as far as a main host. The problem is that the whole theme of the event, we don't want these people to sit around and be bored and stare at a stage and have to be sitting around and being quiet. The point of the awards is we really want a club atmosphere where people can mingle and they can talk and they can, you know, somebody who was on in 2012 can maybe meet, you know, the head of a production company who is a fan of theirs and decides that they want to create a show off of them. So we want everyone to be able to really mix and mingle at this event. So the host, is in a typical award show, would take on the role of entertaining everyone and, you know, having jokes and being able to, you know, really keep focused. But at our award show, we don't want anybody to be focusing at all. We want, when the awards themselves are announced, there will be that moment when people will be paying attention. But other than that, it's going to be a party, and it's going to be a way for the Bachelorette people to meet the Survivor winner. And, you know, I mean, it's going to be really fun, and it's going to be like no other event that's happened.
That sounds like so much fun. I mean, it's not going to be your average stuffy award show that we see on TV.
No stuffiness. Not at all.
That we just don't, you know, your younger generation doesn't sit down and watch anymore. You know, most people don't sit down and watch those award shows. And they're just boring anymore, you know.
Exactly.
Right.
And so I'm just thrilled to hear that you guys are taking on a whole new concept and turning it on its side and just developing a whole new way of doing this. And the reality shows, as I said earlier, this is long overdue, and I can't wait to see how you guys put on this show, see your concept and your vision, and see how it all turns out. And I can only believe that next year, once, you know, the shows that didn't give you the nod this year, see what a success it is, next year is going to be off the hook.
That's the plan.
They're going to wish they had said yes this year.
I agree. Hey, I do want to acknowledge a question in our chat room, because there's so much reality, and it's not only in the U.S. Was there ever somebody in our chat room was wondering if there was ever consideration of an international category?
You know, I mean, that's a very good suggestion, idea, and we'll definitely consider that next year, because reality is kind of all around the world. We just spoke with Christine Ha, the winner of MasterChef today. Kristen interviewed with her on the radio this morning because she's up for a heartfelt moment, and she actually just came back from MasterChef Vietnam. So a lot of these shows you guys love on TV are in tens of countries throughout the world. It's very exciting if, you know, you sit there and look up your favorite show, you'll see these competition shows exist everywhere.
Oh, yeah. I was just talking to one of the people who was on Expedition Impossible. And although that show aired here in the U.S. a few years ago, it is still being broadcast in different countries. And right now, it's on the air in a few different countries right now being shown. And he was telling me what different languages you can see them speaking in. If you go online and pull it up on YouTube, you can see them actually speaking in these different languages. And so it's kind of fun to see that, you know, that show is still being shown around the world. It's amazing to me.
Yes.
I mean, if you go out of the country, I mean, they get it delayed, some of the shows. And it was funny because when I went to Portugal, you know, I guess my show had just been aired there. So there was people like, oh, my God, you're the Portuguese princess. And I'm in Portugal.
Wow.
I'm like, oh, my God, it was crazy. There's people tweeting me, did I just see you in the Portugal and the Azores Islands? I'm like, yeah. And she's like, oh, my God, it was you. And I'm like, she's like, you don't know, it's airing now. They usually air like a year after, unless you, you know, go online. So it's amazing how these other countries get so fixated on what's going on here with reality TV. And that's what sprung, I think, a lot of the reality TV moving on
outwards. But I'll just say right now, Chris and Andrew, our chat room is blowing up. They all have left the chat room, and they are going to vote right now. They might not be listening to you right now, or us, or me. They're voting.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah.
That's what
that's
we want,
good,
right?
It's you... good that they're not, you know, they're voting, but it's not good they're not listening to us, but at least they're doing what we want them to do.
I was going to mention Michelle and Jerry bringing up how these shows are going around the world. We even had our taste of that on this show. We had a young high school senior that loved The Amazing Race from Vietnam that called in. We've got a guy that watches several U.S. and other reality shows from Brazil that's called into our show. So it really has become
wow.
a worldwide phenomenon.
It has, and we're, like, super excited that you guys wanted to come on here and let us know what's going on. If you guys ever wanted to come back on and keep us updated or anything new or whatever, but is there anything you guys want to say while we have everybody listening that we didn't touch on, you know, before we go, just so that they get all the information that is needed to know of how to keep Reality Wannae TV Awards going.
Yeah.
Because this
definitely,
is the first step.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like I said, check the website, but not only just for the voting, but we're going to be posting all the celebrities that are going to be coming. We're going to have all the information on the live streaming. That's where you're actually going to be watching that video from. So that website is a mecca of information for you. Also, it's really exciting. We have a couple sponsors on board that are going to be adding a little bit of interesting additions to the awards themselves. So there's a lot that's going to be going on in the next month or so. So definitely realitywantedawards.com is, you know, where you need to go to just keep updated, keep it going. And we're going to be having on our Twitter as well, we have trivia. We're trying to figure out how that's all going to, you know, work out, but we have a lot going on with trivia. Every day we put a trivia question. So answer those. We're keeping tally. We're keeping score. So the Twitter handle is at Reality Awards TV. So at Reality Awards
at
TV.
At Reality Awards TV. Okay,
yeah.
Everybody out there, at Reality Awards TV.
Follow
them now, because I know the way you guys are, you'll put us on mute and go follow them. So let's do this.
And Kristen,
yes.
Kristen, one more time, say the date of the award show.
The date is Thursday, April 11th. It's happening in West Hollywood, California.
Great.
And,
I don't want to, maybe I do want to put you on the spot, but I want to hear, you're obviously reality TV fans yourself. Tell us a few of your favorite shows that you just can't
Ooh,
miss.
Ooh, put them on the spot.
Well, like when you asked if we wanted to be reality stars, I sent in the video, I didn't get very far, for the next Food Network star, because I love to cook, so I wanted to be the next Food Network star, but my favorite show is Top Chef. I've seen every season, I love
Ooh.
It. That Project Runway, I really like the competition aspects.
Ooh, well, you can come cook
Top
me
Chef.
Anytime, girlfriend.
Okay.
And we'll film it, and we'll make a TV show out of it, I promise.
Perfect.
All right, Andrew, what about yourself?
I'm more along that guilty pleasure boat. So I'm on with the board with Dance Moms, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and a little bit of Honey Boo Boo.
Wait, what's your energy drink? What's your cuckoo drink? Because I know Honey Boo Boo, that mama makes her some good stuff. So what's in your, you know, sippy
you know,
cup?
It was funny last
know.
Night. We were was having a margarita, and it was a little green. And I was on FaceTime with Kristen because she's up in New Jersey for work, and I'm in LA. So we were FaceTiming for a meeting, and I had my thing, and I immediately was thinking, oh, this is like Honey Boo Boo's juice, but it's got a little bit of a vodka in it.
There you go.
I think Honey Boo Boo's got vodka in it too, but let's just not go there.
Well, we did get the confirmation that we can have underagers with a parental consent and our guardianship. So we're hoping, you know, there may be a little Honey Boo Boo action at the event itself.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
You know, Debbie Maria is going to be there.
She is.
Is she really?
Yeah, she. We just started reaching out to people late last week, and Abby's very excited. Just minutes ago, we got Erica Rose confirmed. She's on her bachelor pad for Exit Moment.
She's going to wear her tiara because it won't be the same.
She's got to wear it.
I love her.
Maria,
oh, my gosh.
Maria is actually a real sweet girl. I know she's up for villain, but she's actually a real sweetheart.
People love to play mean when the cameras come around.
I mean, they're not villains every second of their life. I mean, come on.
No.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Maybe
she's
not.
Excited about her nomination.
Well, I know I'm excited. We're all excited to hear Manic Mondays, obviously, because people are leaving our show to go vote. So, I don't know. I think it was a bad thing to set it up right now. No. Yeah. Shame on
they're
you guys.
Still listening.
How dare you? No. that just goes to show you guys how I was saying in the beginning, like I wouldn't be here right now talking to you guys if it wasn't for being on reality TV and for having my dream come true and making the best of it. So I'm just super glad that they're going out there to vote, because that just means that this is going to make your dreams come true along with everybody else that's been in this reality TV life. And boy, it's been a roller coaster. Isn't that true, Andrew and Kristen? and Sherry and Paul?
It sure has. But
yeah,
it's a ride I want to be riding for a while, so I'm happy with it.
You know, at the end, when they're like, do you guys want
to
do it again? And I'm like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I have to tell you, Kristen and Andrew, this has been just a joy. I mean, we've told you that this show and the Rad Reality Show Network is all about reality shows. And
Woo! It
has been so much fun chatting with you guys and hearing about
Love
this.
It.
And I'm hoping that you had as much fun as we did.
Oh, we did. We're honored that you had us on. And honestly, I hope to be back soon.
You guys
You're
better
welcome.
Be. I swear, any breaking news, you guys better come back on here, because we are all about breaking news. So you guys can come
Not
on whatever
problem.
You want to talk about anything you want. And if you need more voting, come on, because we have tons of people that will leave us and jump on your train. So
they'll be back.
Choo-choo. Keep
we
it trucking. You guys are doing a wonderful
come
job.
Back at any time.
Thank you so much.
Join us on any of our shows. We'd love to have you back. My favorite saying of all time is, so much reality, so little time. And...
Amen.
I love that you're giving them awards now. I can't wait to see when it finally is so big that you're going on TV. But I'll be watching the live stream on the red carpet with you. I can't wait to see how everything is so exciting, and your first annual is just going to be the bomb. I know it. So,
Hey, you two guys, I know it's all in the beginning, but we need to get another cable network back up that is all about reality TV. There was one, was it Fox Reality? Maybe
yeah,
you guys
it was.
You can grow even bigger and start your own cable TV network, yeah?
Ooh!
Hey,
I'll need residuals on that.
Then you could air
That's,
your own show.
You're right.
Yeah.
That is certainly an option. certainly would love that. But do consider coming back and you know, talking with us again just prior to the show airing or right after. Let us know how it went. We'd love to have you back anytime. Like I said, you have an open invitation to come back anytime you like. So keep that in mind.
Thank you.
Let us know how things
Andrew,
are going.
Andrew, you're about ready to say something, bud?
Oh yeah, I was now I'm blanking. Oh yeah, no, there's actually several production companies that are interested in filming it this year. It won't air live, but there is a chance you might be able to see it later. So we are exercising that idea right now.
Oh, that would be great.
All right. Well, if you guys want to keep this going and make this a beautiful kind of progression, you know, watching a baby turn into a teenager. Keep watching reality TV. Do I have to tell you this shit? No. But does it make me feel better? Hell yeah. And will I be watching Honey Boo Boo? Yep. And her mama? Gotta love her. So thank you guys so much again. Really appreciate it. And if there's any last parting words, give it up. If not, peace out. And you guys keep doing what you're doing. And we love you guys for it.
thank you for
so much.
Us.
I couldn't
bye,
think
Kristen,
of any last fighting
Andrew.
Words. But thank you so much. I hope to talk soon.
Thank you so
bye,
much
guys.
For joining us. You guys have a great night, and we'll see you on the show.
You too. Thank
Reality
you.
Reality Wanted Awards show. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
So, what we've all been waiting for, you know, we talk about the Grammys, we talk about the Academy Awards, we talk about MTV Awards, like, who cares? Hello? I love, not that I love that you guys left us here, me and Cherry and Paul alone, but we like how
hey.
Frugal they were, and they just wanted to jump on the voting. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, that was great, and it says something about how good their website is set up, and I just want to maybe give one of our listeners a heads up for that you might call in now because the next segment is going to feature her. So I'm going to say on the air, give us a call in here, Joanne, and so we can go switch to our next subject matter.
There's a good segue, Paul. I mean, couldn't have been more calm about it as you were. But hello,
let's
talk of reality TV, right? We're talking reality TV. Why not talk Canada, eh?
And hopefully Sarah Millertime says she's only here for a short bit, but hopefully she can stay around when Joanne...
Joanne has been to the evictions. Joanne is doing a blog. Miss Joanne is from Canada. So Miss Joanne is going to be filling us in. Now, I'm going to be honest out there, people. I have not seen anything yet of Big Brother Canada. I did go check out the cast, which I'm really upset because if you Google Big Brother cast, they don't show you anything. So... they give you names, they don't give you pictures, it's been kind of weird looking it up, but I'm very excited about Big Brother Canada.
You didn't know about this, but I actually, let's play a little intro, a 1 minute intro for Big Brother Canada, before we bring her
with
up, now. Okay?
The Paul in the house.
Attention, Canada. Big Brother has infiltrated your airwaves. He's already spied on 48 countries around the world. And now, it's your turn. Welcome to the Big Brother Canada house. 15 guests enter their new home. And for the next 75 days, they will live under the microscope, in total confinement, cut off from the outside world, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There is nowhere to hide. Big Brother is watching.
Paul, I'll be honest, the guy that did the intro for Big Brother kind of sounds like you.
I didn't.
He kind of sounds like Paul. I'm like, wait, is that Paul?
Okay, Paul, can we bring Joanne up now?
Yeah, boss.
Woo! Go chatty.
Joanne, thank you so much for calling in. How are you, dear?
Hey, Terry, Paul, and Michelle. I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Oh, my Joanne. How are you doing, girl?
Hey, I'm good. Couldn't be better.
Oh, my gosh. So there's so much going on right now. Talk to us because holy crappy. Big Brother Canada.
Michelle,
what?
You haven't even watched it yet? I don't know about that.
No, you want to know something? I'll be honest with you. I've been really, really sick, and that's it. That's all I got. I've been really sick, and I haven't watched anything, so.
All right. Well, let me off the hook with one.
Joanne, I want you to start this whole segment by telling people what you're doing on the interweb, what your you know, as far as your shows and your YouTubes and all that stuff, your websites and all that, and then we can talk about what's happening in the house.
Hello? Miss Joanne?
Are you guys still, can you hear me?
Yes.
I can hear you now.
Who's you?
Okay. Okay, let me know if I cut out. I'm having some crazy internet problems, phone problems, so let me know if I cut out on you guys, okay?
Did you hear my question, Joanne, or what I wanted you to cover?
Yeah, about the websites and what I've been up to.
Right. I want you to tell people about what you're doing as far as Big Brother Canada, your websites, your broadcasts, your weekly or however, you know, those kind of things. And then we can talk about what's been going on with these crazy people.
Yep. So with a friend of mine, his name is Brendan Cooney, we have developed a website. It's called bbcanadainsider.com. You guys should check us out. At first, we thought we would just do a fan site so people could read up on Big Brother Canada, check out the house guests, and we blog every once in a while. Well, that's not what happened. It's actually really taken off. It seems to be going really well on Twitter. We've got a lot of feedback. And we've decided to do every Friday night at 10 p.m. Eastern time. We have people Skype in, and we have an internet show. So our first show, Adam from Big Brother 13, Skyped in with us. And this coming Friday, we have Kat, the girl that was just evicted from the Big Brother Canada house. So she's agreed to come on and Skype in with us and have a talk. So we have the website, we have the Twitter, BB Canada Insider, and we've been invited to every live eviction. So it's going
That's awesome.
We
dropped the bbcanadainsider.com link on our website, so make sure you guys follow that.
I have to right away say, come on, Joanne, couldn't you have been more prepared for your diary room session? Tell them what happened.
Oh, no. You watched. That's horrible. It was such a fluke. We got invited to the premiere party of Big Brother Canada hosted by the one and only Dan Giesling. We were one of 30 people that got invited to this private event in downtown Toronto, and I'm telling you, we geeked out. They had a diary room. We didn't know what was going to happen, and it was all of a sudden like, okay, Brendan and Joanne, go for it. And we didn't know, you know, what do I bring into the Big Brother house? I don't know. How about some baby wipes? Like, I just didn't have a clue what I was going to say. And if any of you watched the first episode, one of the girls actually brought some in, and that was like the last thing on my mind. So I didn't know what I wanted to bring in. I've never been asked these questions, so I was put on the spot. It was a lot of fun. I got to eat flop, which I quite enjoyed, by the way. It's really heavy, and it tasted like a very cold, tasteless oatmeal. I don't know what it tastes
like. I called
it
a fortified oatmeal, vitamin oatmeal. That's what I call it, a fortified vitamin oatmeal. And if you guys don't know what that means, it's thick.
It's heavy. They had an HOH competition, but
right,
I did not get to play.
I wanted to stay on your diary room for a second. There. I mean,
I tried to get
cool
off of that.
Yeah, obviously,
how cool was
not
it?
A good segue there.
No, but how cool was it for a fan that has watched so many Big Brother seasons and seen the house guests go into the diary room? I mean, Michelle's were always
boring.
Did
you have
obviously
a meltdown like I did? Please, because I've been known as having the best diary room. We used to call it something else, so I most.
Oh, Joanne, if you had to go back in again, wouldn't it have been cool to do an impression of Michelle's meltdown in the diary room?
I mean, just all you do is flop around and say, I want wine.
We were going to do the whole Mike Boogie. We were going to do the the phone call Mike Boogie and Dr. Will, but we thought, you know, we were the first ones in. We're like, no, let's not do it. And it turns out a bunch of other people had done that too, so we're glad we didn't go with it. But it was quite a laugh.
Did you get did you get to tour the house then, or just went to the diary room?
Well, Paul, the premiere party was not at the Big Brother house. We were downtown Toronto,
right.
And I can't really tell you where the Big Brother house is, but we were in a building. We were at Shaw Media, and it was like just on one of their floors. They closed off, and they just had this private party that we were invited to. We got to watch the first episode, and if any of you knew, I was actually there when the house guests moved in, and that took place 6 days prior to the first episode. I was sworn to secrecy. I was not allowed to say anything to anyone. I was bursting at the seams to talk about it, but I couldn't. But I was in the audience. I was a couple worlds away from Mertz Jaffer, who it was the first time I got to meet Mertz, and I'm sure, Michelle, you've met him.
Oh, that's my boo-boo.
He is. Did you know his best friend is in the Big Brother house?
AJ.
No.
AJ's not.
AJ is
not.
I like him. I like him. I went and look. I said I did my research, even though I didn't watch it. Okay, it's Joanne.
Mertz.
I did my research,
Dave,
but I did not know that. But I liked him when I first read his bio. But I didn't get to see his picture till after.
What yeah, and that he lives in his parents' basement, but that's all good.
Joanne, I heard rumors that I think it was Liza had to be brought down the steps for a second time when she was introduced because of her heels or something. Can you talk about that or no?
Oh, I can completely talk about the first episode now. No, it was not Liza. It was Tala, and she was wearing giant suede, ugly shoes, and it was all done in one take with them coming in. They all came down individually. She took forever. You don't see that on the show. But when she walked into the house, she went down backwards, and I kept saying, fall, because I don't know. I just, the shoes, like, who wears shoes like that? So, but the first, and just so you all know, this first show with the house guests that moved in, I waited outside in the freezing cold for 6 hours for just a shot of maybe getting in to the studio to see the taping. And I had Brendan with me, and actually Carrie Zealous was with me. Carrie's always on in the chat room. She was with us, and we stood outside in the freezing cold just to possibly. I was the first one in line. We were supposed to be there at the earliest one. We were there at 11 a.m., and it was amazing.
Oh, my gosh, like. You've probably been excited to, like, go to the eviction and the whole process. Like, has it been so surreal, like, to see kind of the way that you didn't see the background of it and to actually get it? There's a lot makes sense of how some of the people in the house react, maybe.
Yeah, it's, like, it's crazy. I'm still on a complete high from all of this. I mean, I've been to... what's that, 2 shows, and I'm going again this Thursday. It's, I mean, I'm sitting in front of the house, and I kept thinking, oh, my goodness, this is Big Brother Canada. Like, I have so much love and respect for the game of Big Brother. To actually be in the audience was surreal. And then, I don't know if you guys caught, but my face was on the show for the first episode. You actually see me in the audience close-up clapping just after they all get into the house and they cut your commercial, come back.
I saw it. I can actually say
I was on Big Brother Canada.
You can.
Ooh.
And for those people listening, there were several YouTubes up of the edited show, and it's with the commercials edited out. It's about 44 minutes long. So if you watch that edited version, 27 minutes in, after they come back from a commercial break. So 27 minutes in, they come back from commercial break, and you will see Joanne and Brendan. Sitting there in the audience. It was dead center on the screen. You can't miss them, but that was really cool.
That is so awesome.
I want to know, and I don't know if you can answer it or not, but certainly Thursday's live eviction was a taped to live. Will
this
they
is
be,
absolutely horrible.
Will they,
I'll tell
on
you.
Subsequent Thursdays, if you know, will they do it live, or are all the live, quote-unquote, evictions going to be taped?
That I'm not sure. When I went to the the taping, and my son actually came with me because it's 11 and up to be in the audience. So Quentin was there with me. We had an email, and the thing is, these aren't even my tickets. These are Brendan's tickets. We're considered media, so they gave us all these live eviction tickets. So we were told to be at the house by 6 o'clock. Because after 6:30, they will give away your ticket. They'll give away the tickets to what they call a rush line. So it's people that wait in line to hopefully get in the audience. We were told that they were going to tape the show at 10 o'clock live. So we were like, oh, that's quite a few hours early. What will happen? And we were told there'll be some games. There'll be some trivia. They'll give away some T-shirts and shot glasses and beer cozies and blah, blah, blah. So we went in, and they started taping at 7. And they taped it exactly like it was a live one-hour show with the commercial breaks. And we were out by 8. So the worst part is you watch Big Brother USA, and it's an endurance competition. You know that when the show is done, you can turn on your live feeds and you can watch everyone fall. Well, with Big Brother Canada, it was finished before the live feeds went back on. So the feedback that they're getting right now from Big Brother Canada is not good. The fans are very upset. So I don't know how this Thursday is going to work. I'll have to keep you guys updated. All I know is I'm supposed to be there again at 6 o'clock. So I don't know.
Well, I mean, what do you mean that the endurance competition, they ended it, like the people jumped off early, or was it an endurance competition?
It was an endurance competition, very Canadian endurance competition, but it went, like, we taped the show at 7. They started at 8, and then it aired 2 hours later. They were already finished the competition.
Oh, okay. I'm assuming. So by the time the live feeds came on, everything was done.
It was hours ago. Yeah, exactly.
But technically, I mean, you don't get to watch almost all of, well, maybe you do of the Miracle one, whatever. But, I mean, they knew who won, obviously, with the conversation that was going on, correct?
I didn't see who won. Like, when I left, they were still doing the competition. Is that what you mean?
No, I mean, like, what's happening is, are they cutting off the 2 hours beforehand that they're airing it and that it's actually live so that people can't see what's happening? Is that what's happening? I'm not understanding what's going on.
I don't really understand the method to their madness. I'm not really sure what they're doing. All I know is the show, the live eviction show, yes, it's live in front of an audience, but it's not live for viewers. So I'm not really sure if they're going to keep
so
it that way
that's
or
what
not.
It is. It's not live, actual live footage, so they're delayed.
No.
And with that delay came, all right, so that's the biggest problem. But are they showing almost everything? They're not cutting anything out or whatever. The live feeds go on.
Yeah. You guys are seeing it exactly as is. The feeds cut out quite a bit. We don't have a nice fish tank like you guys had. We have this really lame screen that says something secret's going on in the house, and they'll be back soon. But the
brought
feeds,
to
the
you by
there.
Ramada Inn.
You know what? And it's like a commercial. If you switch cameras, a 13-second commercial pops up. Like, what if something crazy was happening and, like, Gary was throwing his glitter or something and I wanted to flick over and check it out? I'm going to miss that because I'll have to watch a 13, you know, second commercial with some guy. It's the same commercial all the time, too. So I'm not really sure what's going on with that. But
I feel
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say along that line, I feel like there's a lot of growing pains going on, and hopefully they're learning as it goes on.
Definitely think they are. When I was at the launch party, Brendan and I did get to meet a lot of people behind Big Brother, and we have made friends with them. Brendan actually gets to call every Friday morning. He gets to interview the person that gets evicted. He gets to ask 2 questions, one I pick, one he picks, and he actually gets to ask them on the phone, which is pretty awesome. And, we're really getting into getting to know the people behind Big Brother. I've made friends with Arissa Cox. I met her in the bathroom before the very first show, before the house guests moved in. She's following me on Twitter, and we talk a lot. And after the show ends, we hang back so she can come over and give me a hug. I'm like, hey, how's it going? What's new? Like,
awesome. Let me quickly interrupt and let people know, you're speaking of the Julie Chen of Big Brother Canada. Arissa Cox is the host of the show. That is so cool, Joanne.
Yeah, she's amazing. She sings and dances in between takes. She talks to the audience constantly. Like, she's like, oh, people are calling me Arissa Bot. And we're like, no, because she's bubbly and fun and outgoing. And I don't know if you guys know, but Arissa Cox was on a reality show. It was back in about the year 2000, and it was called The Losters, and it took place in Toronto, and it lasted about a year. I kind of compare it to The Real World, where they could go out and they could work and stuff. I've never seen it, and I'm going to have to check it out on YouTube, but she does have a reality background.
Wow, that's Ooh. Really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Now, I want to ask you, you know, I know that you're kind of in, like, the paparazzi kind of the background. Well, because, you know, that's what it is. But I'm sure you have people that you love on the show and people that you don't like. So let's spill it now, Miss Joanne. Who do you like and who do you not like? Come on now, spill it.
Okay, so I absolutely love Emmett. He reminds me of Hayden. He is the,
yes,
he does. Dairy
he does.
Farmer.
A blonde
He's
Emmett.
So
I mean, a blonde
so
Hayden.
Cute. Yeah, and I love Jillian. I actually picked Jillian before the show started to air. So before they moved in, she's athletic. She's really pretty. She's really nice. She's actually the HOH at the moment. And
you
I thought
she's
she was
a slut.
Is
no.
she what?
Wait, what'd you say?
I said she's super athletic.
Oh.
I don't know where that came from. Wow.
I'm sorry. I got to obviously, but the Q-tips aren't working well.
Hey, Michelle and Joanne can see this, but I don't know if Michelle can, but I want to welcome a Big Brother fan that's listening and in our chat room from the UK right now. How cool is that?
Yes, we have a new listener in our chat room, Sad BB Addict from the UK.
But why are they sad?
Well, I don't know, but I said welcome to them, and they said they're here from the UK.
Welcome. I don't want them to be sad, though.
Well, we don't want them to be sad either.
Yeah.
They're saying hi back to Michelle, so.
Hi.
Joanne, I am right with you. The two names you brought up are favorites of mine. I like Jillian. It upsets me that there's several people that don't like her, namely Danielle. Danielle
says, no, don't like her, Paul. Don't like her.
Danielle makes a comment that Jillian is jealous of her. Couldn't be further from the truth. It's
mm-hmm.
the exact opposite, in my opinion.
Do you know why I don't like her? She's not a Big Brother fan.
Yeah, and she's an aspiring actress.
She wants to
well,
further her career, and that's why she's on the show. I'm like, no, not so much.
Yeah, I don't like that.
No.
If that's what you feel, that's fine. But, like, hello, there's a $500,000 involved. You have to want that. So you can say, I want.
Oh, there isn't.
It's
I'm
not
sorry.
Quite
money,
that much.
Money, money.
Sorry,
oh,
Michelle. It's only $100,000. No, it's
$100,000. It doesn't matter. It's $100,000. You're there to be. You win money. Like, you're not. Like, hello. Come on.
And a shopping spree at the Brick.
Yeah, that's a big
and
big
a new
shopping
car.
Spree.
Hey, yeah,
okay,
well, I'll take
so
it.
I do like the Kristen and Hayden of this. You know. Emmett and Jillian. I probably shouldn't put that label on them, but who do you think right now might be having the strongest game? I have my opinion. Who would you say?
I really like Peter. Now, let me explain
ding,
myself.
Ding, ding, ding.
Peter is the quiet one, and this is why I like him so much. In his spiel, before he moved into the house, he explained who he was. My name's Peter. I'm a YouTuber, and I hate people, and I'm like, that's my guy right there. He does not like people. He is so quiet, but if you watch him, he's playing the game. He's playing, and he's the one you like, isn't it?
Yes, he is, and so does BB Boston. Said she likes Peter, and Tom has to go, and I agree.
Oh, I don't like Tom.
Don't you think that they have a much bigger audience capacity than our U.S. area does here in the U.S.? I was surprised to see how big the audience area was there, Joanne.
Cherry, it's massive. I think it looks big. There's even a section I call the ugly section. That's the section we're putting up. I call it the ugly section.
Wait, what the hell does that mean?
It means they don't show you. And I'm like, every day I'm like, please don't put me in the ugly section. Please don't. I didn't get any airtime last episode to get. I had Quinn with me, and I don't think they like to show kids. So we were kind of like, we weren't in the ugly section, but we were kind of up against a wall. But he didn't care. He met Dan Giesling, whatever. But, yeah, it's a big audience. I think there's over 200 seats.
Wow. That's amazing.
Okay, that is a big audience because
yeah,
I didn't see that many.
Yeah, it's much bigger than the U.S. version. I mean, to see how small and tiny the little audience section is for our Big Brother viewing, you know, audience, and then to see their audience, it's like, holy crap, it's got to be like four times as big.
It's huge.
Hey, before my Skype disconnected here, I was going to mention that it appears that there's four guys trying to recreate the BB-12 Brigade. Is that the way you see it too, Joanne?
Or you could call it the Four Horsemen, my other favorite alliance. Yeah, I think they are. I'm not really sure about these alliances yet. There are a couple showmances, or as they like to call it, it's a cuddlemance. I don't care what they call it. It's a showmance. So there's two showmances going on in the house. You've got your alliances. It's still early in the game, but I can see the guys. I feel like Alec is doing a Dr. Will move. And I feel like Emmett's doing a Mike Boogie move, and they're just going to drop them. I don't know. What do you think?
But the reason I mentioned the Brigade is they basically, these four guys, or at least three of the four, have a female that they're cozying up to.
Yes, except for our boy Peter.
Yeah, except for Peter is right.
Yeah, they
so
definitely have something going.
What is the buzz in Canada about Gary?
You know, I love Gary. He came out in the first episode and threw glitter at us. Actually, he threw glitter at Mertz Jaffer because he was right at the top of the stairs. Gary's getting a bad rap so far. I don't know, the fans, they're 50-50.
I like him too. I haven't seen him, like, on the show, but, like, reading his bio, and I don't know. Like, I feel like he's going to make it far, but not all the way.
Exactly. I don't think he's going to get too far. He is absolutely over the top, and I think he's fantastic. And every day he has a new color of hair or a new makeup. You have to watch last week's episode where they had a challenge and they were all handcuffed to each other, and Gary was handcuffed to Tom. And he was showing him how he struts down the hall. It's like my runway, let's strut. And it's just absolutely hilarious. I think he's really, really funny.
Dean Hill on our chat room says, BB Canada equals BB USA 12 totally.
Yeah,
there's a lot of parallels.
Yeah, they're comparing the season of BB Canada to our U.S. season 12. And I think there is some truth to that. There's a lot of parallels to it, so... I haven't watched every moment, not quite as much as you and Paul, Joanne.
How
but
dare
I
you, Cherry?
I've been watching as much as I can while house shopping.
Right.
Well, Joanne, do you want to tell people how they can watch it? And so people like me and Cherry can keep up with, like, Big Brother Canada. Is there, like, a link? I know you have a blog. Tell us everything.
Well, Michelle, it's about time you start watching it. You can check it out on BBCanadaInsider.com. We'll have some links up where you guys can link straight to the live feeds. And tune in on Fridays because this week we will have Kat Yee, who was the first evicted from the house. And hopefully we'll have whoever is going to be kicked off. Hopefully it's not my boy Anil, but he looks like it could be. I don't know. We'll see. I see Dean Hill in the chat rooms kind of feeling bad for him too. So am I, Dean, trust me. But check out that website. We'll put some links up for you guys, and hopefully you guys can tune into the live feeds and let me know what you think.
All right.
Well, thank you so much for coming.
No, I'm sorry. I just noticed the clock, and I'm disappointed because I want to talk to Joanne more about it, but we're kind of running short on time. But hopefully you can come back more often, or maybe after Michelle leaves you can stay on. I don't know. I'm sorry, guys. I'm rambling.
Yeah, anytime. I'm here every Monday if you want me. Well, I'd love to talk BB Canada.
Absolutely. Well, we would love to have you on. I know that Cherry and Paul and I, you know, are all about Big Brother, and we're super excited that Big Brother Canada is finally here. And though some of us haven't been able to keep up, it doesn't mean anything. So,
well, Michelle, when we talk next week, you're going to know what we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Of course. Awesome. Good.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, I did invite Joanne to come back every Monday.
Yeah.
So every Monday we'll have Joanne Haney back here to talk Big Brother Canada with us and find out what the scoop is with Big Brother Canada. She's got all the links and hookups up there. She's in the know with Big Brother Canada. She's got tickets to every eviction, and she's made friends with the host, and she's definitely...
She's rubbing elbows with everybody that's important, people.
That's right.
That's all we want to know.
She's the girl up there in Canada for us to have our Big Brother chats with. So we've got the Big Brother Canada hookup with Joanne Haney, and we're going to have her here on Manic Mondays every Monday to talk about Big Brother Canada. So,
hey, real quick question, Joanne. On your Friday shows, and you said you're going to interview Kat Yee, who is the first evicted. Will you, in some future time, be able to take people calling in?
Yeah, actually, what we've been doing in Chi-Town, Joe has been involved in this. We have a chat room. Brendan and I can't see it because we use Google Hangout. But what happens is, if you guys tweet us, we'll answer questions. But yeah, I'd love to get. Actually, would love to have like you guys Skype in. I know that Michelle from the Bronx has asked if she could help out, and we're going to have her on one of our shows. And if people are really into it, we're going to do it then more than once a week. So. I could talk Big Brother Canada constantly with anyone. So, yeah, hopefully. I mean, Paul, you could join us.
Obviously, Paul can, and not Cherry and Michelle, but you know what I'm super
that's
excited about, Joanne?
Michelle
is
hasn't
that,
watched it.
No, but that's not even the point. The point is that you get to talk about it. So that's a great thing, is that you finally get to talk about Big Brother Canada. And I know you've been waiting for this moment forever, and that the fact that you get to experience everything that you've been doing, I think it's wonderful. And I think you're kind of going through the whole process, kind of like in Cloud Nine, and you deserve every moment of it. So God bless and enjoy every moment.
Well, thank you guys.
And we
thank
want
you so much
everyone.
For having me on.
Thank you, Joanne, so much for being here, and we look forward to having you back every Monday. We can't wait for you to give us all the scoop on Big Brother Canada. I know that you're going to be the one to give us all the insider info. So we're glad to have you with us as part of the Manic Monday show for Big Brother Canada. We appreciate you being with us and, you know, doing this with us. It's something that we look forward to every Monday. So thank you again for being here with us, and we look forward to having you next week.
Thanks so much, Cherry, Michelle, and Paul. We'll talk to you guys next week.
All right. Thanks. And we're about to close the show. I just want to remind everyone to be here with us on a very special show on Wednesday, where we're going to have the executive producer of the Joe Schmo Show, Jay Holland Moore, joining us for a very special show. He is going to join us on Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, to talk about the Joe Schmo Show, which will have just done its finale tomorrow night. The very next night, Wednesday night, he'll be joining us to talk about the Joe Schmo Show. Now, he has also written for shows, other reality shows like Big Brother, like The Bachelor, Joe's and Pros, all kinds of other reality shows he's written for. But Wednesday night we'll mostly be talking about the Joe Schmo Show. He's been the executive producer for all three seasons that it has been on, and we are so thrilled to have this executive producer join us to talk with us about the show. We've never had someone like him join us before. I can't wait to have him as a special guest. So make sure you join us on Wednesday, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Pacific, to talk to Jay Holland Moore about the Joe Schmo Show. Then on Thursday, it'll be back to our Survivor Caramone Roundtable Show. That is at 9 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, and 6 p.m. Pacific Time. The host of that show is Travis Sampson, also known as Bubba, from Survivor Vanuatu. And then on Sunday, we are back with our The Amazing Race Show, also known as TAR's Second Pit Stop Show. And the host of that show is Louis Stravato from season 16 of The Amazing Race. So make sure you're there for that one at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, and 7 p.m. Pacific Time for TAR's Second Pit Stop Show on Sunday nights. And we're about to close the show. Michelle, thank you so much for bringing Reality Wanted Awards people to the Manic Monday show. They were such amazing guests for tonight's show. You always bring the best guests to the Manic Monday show. We absolutely adore you, Michelle. You have made Manic Mondays such a success, and we just love our Portuguese princess, Miss Sunshine.
Well, thank you so much, Miss Cherry, and epicness as usual.
Epicness.
Put your wine glasses up in the air and wave them around like you just don't care. Don't wave them around so you spill it and drop some wine.
And don't spill
it. Drop it in your mouth. If you do drop some, lick it up, 5-second rule, and I'll even give you 10-second rule because it's alcohol. So I just want to say it's Manic Mondays. As we feel like it's the weekend, it's the beginning of your week. And let us make your week fantastic. And as Cherry just updated you guys, keep it plugging because there's going to be a lot going on this next week with all the different shows that Cherry just set for you. So if you haven't been invigorated with your five-hour, you know, shot of energy of Manic Monday, you'll be given a shot of God knows what else. Survivor and good Lord. Obviously, we know B.B. Kansas got like 10 shots. I need like 30 shots or something before I stop B.B. Kansas anymore. But
we'll be right back here next
so
Monday with another Manic Monday with Michelle Costa and another amazing guest that she always brings, right, Michelle?
As usual.
As usual, because she's always epic.
Epic.
Epic. So thank you so much, Michelle. I know we're trying to keep this show down to 90 minutes. We're working on it. So we got close tonight. We got close.
Yeah, and let me just say, you talk about so much reality TV. It was for me tonight near the end with Joanne. So much to talk about Big Brother Canada, so little time. So I apologize for that, but I got excited.
I know, but Big Brother brings it out in us. So thank you all so much for being here with us tonight. We adore you all. We hope you'll join us for our next show and always be back here for Manic Mondays. I'm going to close the show with Ron, as I always do. Have a great week. Be kind to each other. Here's Ron to close the show.
Thank you, everyone. I'm signing off, too. I'm going to finish off the show with, oh, man, what am I going to finish off with tonight? I got lots of stuff I can finish off with tonight. But you know what I'm going to finish off with tonight? I want to do this one. Sweet dreams.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down a road.
For being here with us tonight. We hope to see you Wednesday, Thursday, Sunday, and back here on Monday. Have a great week. Love you guys. God bless. And be kind to each other. Good night.